it's Channing Gildea. I can't talk. Wow, why am I here? It's Chicken and Rhetoric. Number two. And this time we're on Skype. We're live streaming this, although all you're gonna see is my stupid computer desktop. I actually don't support Cora and Bolin anymore, but this is really cute artwork.
Oh, dang it.
Bolin is too good for Cora. Let's just get that out of the way. Anyway. a few announcements. Okay, we're gonna be on Skype this time, so hopefully people will be a lot clearer when they talk, because you guys listened to the last podcast, Russ. Like the last podcast was fine. It's just that some people were louder than the other, and it was kind of doubled up.
You need speakers and listen to it.
Yeah. Oh, Selena, turn your mic up a little. Can you do that?
I don't.
Never mind. If you can't, then don't.
No, I'll do it.
Okay. All right. A few more announcements. EC's mic isn't working because Dell is a shit company. Don't buy from Dell. Just watch, they like offer to sponsor us for the next podcast so we don't talk shit about them.
Lord.
That would happen. So what's gonna happen is EC is still gonna take part, but Selena is gonna read out loud what EC is typing. I know it's unorthodox, bear with us. Dell should be shut down completely, but that's not our fault. We also have a guest. Do you want to introduce do you want to introduce the guest? Because
guest is my bro, yes. Manny.
What was that?
wait, okay, Manny, tell us about your magical classroom experiences.
Classroom? Okay.
Oh, we're talking about gender development or advertising among kids, because I remember Euro told me about Motor City. Hi, I'm Manuel. I am an art education major, so I take all these fun art education classes. And last spring we took an art and human development class, which is basically, most of it was just basics about child psychology, and we did all these, fun little activities. And one of the major things was about gender development among children and how we advertise toys at a very young age according to gender. One of our assignments was to split up into groups and go to a store in the mall. We went to Barnes & Noble's, I think. And we were supposed to take photographic evidence and write notes about how toys and books were advertised to both men, boys and girls, or both. And so what we found when we all came back together and were discussing everything is that relating this back to Disney shows like Motor City and what was that ninja thing?
But, you just got really loud, by the way. I don't know why.
I was laughing, but yeah, it's like when you look in the boys section, you can really immediately tell it's the boys section, because again, we're all conditioned to make these associations with gender, even if we try to uncondition ourselves, but it's hard. So I immediately recognize the boys section because it's all blue, and most of it is like all about cars, trains, even superheroes. I mean, I saw this little magazine of superheroes, and they had even I think it was like Catwoman on the cover, and it's like, but it's marketed toward boys because it's superheroes. But when you look at, so boys get all these like really like smart stuff, engineering and science, and they get to build things, build a dinosaur and death. But, we looked at the girls' sections, all pink. All of it has to do with princesses. I swear to God, it's all princesses for girls. And I guess, Disney made a lot of money off of their princess movies, obviously. Though they did try to, add in elements that I guess would appease to both. Like, Aladdin's off the top of my head is, you got the street rat. I mean, that was my brother's favorite movie as a kid. But you got the street rat, so he's got this little rascal boy's love. Then you still have the princess, so I had pink Jasmine bed sheets as a kid. But anyways, so I mean,
see how qualified. See how qualified. What did I tell you?
Oh, okay. Well, we kind of just jumped into podcast.
Oh, that's good.
Listeners, our theme today is gender. Whoa, big
good segue.
Big major theme. We're either gonna get in knee deep or and be overwhelmed, or we're gonna have a really awesome fun discussion. We'll see. this is a big topic, you guys. Yeah, and one more thing I wanted to apologize. Our permanent podcast members, Michael, Montana, and Atherin, the three guys that we have, are all not here. So we brought in male guest speakers because we didn't want to just be all girls against no one. We wanted multiple perspectives. So here we are. Oh, EC is typing something. And then she just erased it. Cool. Okay. Where do you guys want to start? Well, we already talked about the whole dividing in stores thing. I experienced it myself. I was in Toys R Us yesterday with a bunch of people, and oh my god, was it divided. It was horrendous. And, I mean, like, it's not like I was walking around all butthurt, like, with a pouty face and my arms crossed the whole time because I was in Toys R Us and there was this thing going on, but, like, it was just sad to see it in action. I mean, I kind of put it out of my, you know, brain that it even happened anymore. But just, and the last time I was in Toys R Us, I wasn't even, like, thinking about this stuff. But so this is the first time I really came to terms with how divided gender is. And it was weird. It was weird. And even, like, I don't want to, like, talk down on him, but Jesse was kind of like, he was in the last podcast, but he was, like, a little hesitant to enter the girls section as if he was, like, crossing some sort of, like, crazy sanction where he shouldn't be in, which, you know what, he's conditioned to think like that, and I'm sure that he doesn't actually have any, you know, bad thoughts about, like, being restricted or anything, but I mean, it was just, it was a weird gut reaction that he had, and I thought, you know, it kind of magnified the whole, oh, okay, like, here's the thing happening, here's the gender norm being presented, but then here, right here, is what it amounted to, this guy who doesn't want to enter the girls' section.
Yeah, the little girl section.
Yeah.
For little girl toys.
Right? Like, I mean,
think
it's weird.
Yeah. But yeah,
I think it works
Huh?
Are we taking turns?
Oh, you could just talk over each other, it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I was saying it works on the flip side, too, because, I was raised as a girl. I was telling Hero about this, and so when I came to terms with being more male-oriented, I was too nervous to go into the male section at stores because I thought everyone was going to judge me.
Right.
Because, you know, you get slack from, like, you get shit from a lot of people, like my family and everything, because they don't think, they think I'm a girl, so they think I don't fit really the conventional model of a girl, and so that just kind of heightened the whole, I can't go into the boys' section to buy clothes because people are going to look at me and judge me, and I'm going to get yelled at because I look like a girl and I'm buying boys' clothes. Oh. But I hope that made sense.
Selena, please. Yeah, no, I understand.
It hurts to hear. But no, yeah, this all, well, for me, the other day, I got really upset about it because of something I heard off of the new show on Disney XD.
Motor City.
Which is basically Disney for boys. It's called Motor City.
Is it really? Give me a rundown on the shows that are on Disney XD right
the
now.
The shows on Disney XD is like Naruto, Shippuden, Tron.
You pronounce that really badly
Spider-Man.
For someone who can speak Japanese. Just saying. Naruto, Shippuden.
What? I said Shippuden! That's what it is!
That's what it sounded like. I'm sorry, continue.
Yeah, and there, you know, there's like Ultimate Spider-Man and like this Tron Legacy.
Oh my god, which is horrible animation, by the way. Okay, so right off the bat, we have a problem there.
The show on there. I don't know Labrats, but okay.
Isn't there like another show like Kick Buttowski?
Oh, you know what? There's something called Phineas and Ferb, which is about these two little boys who get on going adventures.
I hate Phineas and Ferb.
Oops.
I'm sorry.
They also show They show a lot of reruns of like old superhero shows like Justice League, Unlimited, Batman the Animated Series, X-Men Evolution.
Yeah.
I've seen that
a lot. A lot of Marvel stuff. I can't remember if it's Marvel.
But yeah, and so I had heard from one of the people who work on Motor City that like even though it's a great show, one of its flaws is that it kind of dismissed like a main female character because it was a show for
That was an advertisement, I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't even hear it. Oh no, it's fine. I don't think it registered. Okay. Or continue.
Okay.
But yeah. So, and then wait, everyone, I'm gonna link this picture again.
Whoa. We have audio visual presentations now happening. I don't know how this is gonna come across on a podcast.
It's okay. Well, it's the original like character designs for the show.
Can you give us like a rundown, like audio wise, of what you're
show us? Okay, so the first guy is.
Oh, she looks so sassy, McFrosty. I love her.
Ah, yeah. Okay, so of the main people that are in the show now, there's this like tall black guy with an afro who's voiced by Kel from Keenan and Kel.
Kel Mitchell.
Oops, sorry, I ended up going on Chrome, so to people live streaming this, I apologize.
Good job. And then there's Chuck, who's, you know, this dorky, freckly, blonde-haired, cis white male. And then there's Mike, who is a mixed 17-year-old. We don't know, like, his heritage at all. We just know that he's mixed.
Mike? Oh, yeah, Mike. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's Texas, who is tiny Filipino man, told.
I thought he was just Asian.
He's Filipino.
Oh, cool. He is not tan. That is weird. He should be tan.
He lives in the dark. You, of all people, Eunice, should know how pale.
I'm tan, you know, even if no. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's funny because Texas is my favorite. Okay, moving on.
Okay, and then the last, the girl, the only girl in the gang,
Julie.
Yeah, and she's, you know, like, I don't know, fair skin, dark hair, basically. And then Julie's best friend, who we don't really see a lot,
Claire.
Is Claire, sassy black lady.
She's not that
but
sassy.
Like, but actually not really. She's actually more like Valley Girl, black.
Yeah,
lady.
Yeah.
But you know. But anyway, on this character sheet, like of the original characters, there's this awesome looking Latina girl who I want to hug and cuddle, and she looks so awesome. But they kicked her out of the finalization, I guess. Because three girls was too many. The 4-3 ratio.
Oh my god, Claire isn't even a main character. Oh my god. I'm sorry, I'm already getting angry.
I love that hair on Claire. She's got, are those braids?
I think they're actually like cornrows. And they actually changed her design a lot.
Oops, sorry, I'm on Tumblr again. Okay, Will.
Sure.
Here's the thing, though. Claire isn't a main character.
She's not. She shows up, I don't know, like...
Every now and then. And, like, every time she's either the voice of reason for Julie, or, like, some sort of comic relief because the birders are, like, crashing into, what the hell is it called again?
Deluxe.
Deluxe, yeah. So, Sorry, I've only, like, seen, like, half the show so far. But, yeah, so, see, you can't consider her a main character. She's a recurring character. She's not a main character. So I think you can't hold Claire against this argument at all, in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're counting her out. So technically, there's four boys and one girl. Right?
Yep.
I mean, you can even count the... Who's the mechanic? I forgot his name.
Dutch.
Oh, no. The cranky old man with the food truck.
Oh!
Jacob.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can even count him as a main character, because I feel like he shows up more than Claire.
I do. Definitely.
Yeah. And also, like, even if we look at the villains, they're all mainly guys, right?
Yep.
Okay. So,
except for one, there was one villain. What's her name? Like, Kaya?
Kaya.
Yeah, she, you know, had the whole episode plotline character development thing, and she was a villain. And that was, like, one episode out of, you know.
Right, and even, like, the most recurring villain is Julie's dad, and, and Trudy, is that his name?
Trudy.
Whoa, sorry. So...
Okay, EC says, wouldn't people complain about women being cast as villains?
No, I wouldn't say so.
No?
It would depend, like, how they are being cast, because often you can definitely fall into stereotypes, like the femme fatale or whatever.
Yeah, well, the point I'm trying to drive home right now is the male to female ratio.
Yeah.
It's just 4-1.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah. Well, yeah. A lot to one. Currently. Maybe not 4-1. Maybe it's like 6-3-2, maybe. But it's still less than half. Maybe more. But. I mean, I just don't think that. And. Okay. I'm sorry. Let me gather my thoughts. So,
yes.
Right then and there, we can't say that female presence is overpowering in Motor City at all.
Nope.
So,
but the plan was for there to be two girls on the main team.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I just don't see the problem. Like, right then and there, just in general, I don't even think Disney can make the argument that, well, it's a boy show, therefore there shouldn't be that many girls. There isn't that many girls at all.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, because it's a boy show.
But, I mean, let's get to the actual meat of the argument, which is that statement itself, which is horrible.
Yeah.
Crap. I mean, there's so many things wrong with it, I can't even begin to fathom. interesting fact point. This was brought up in another Skype conversation with my best friend, and he was he didn't think anything was wrong with it. At all.
Hmm.
Right.
No, he even went as far as to say, like, sexism, what are you talking about? It's 2012. All females want to do is get mad about sexism and stuff.
Oh,
why are you friends with him?
Oh, man. No. He's a good guy. He doesn't understand, though. That's the thing. And that's, like, I feel like half of the battle of sexism is the fact that the men can't see it. So men don't take us seriously. Like, I mean, it's one thing if we could all just band together and recognize this as a problem, because then we can actually get to fixing the problem. But there's the thing that most people don't see it as a problem. Most people see it as us burning our bras and saying, you know what, fuck you. We're going to find something to complain about no matter what. And I think that's the problem, you know?
Yes.
It was just sad. And trust me, the fact that it was coming from my best friend was hurting me the most, because I was like, do I know you? What's going on? So, I don't know. I mean, it was weird. I unfortunately was only around for, like, the beginning of the argument, then I had to go because I had plans. But can you recap, like, the whole argument for us? Can you do that? And try to be as not biased as possible.
Well, yeah.
Because my best friend is a listener of this podcast, so you might have some retaliation after. Just saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's see. Well, okay, I had seen that that quote about how we can't have another girl because this is a show for boys.
Right.
And I posted it on our little group chat, and I was like, what? How could anyone say this ever? So horrible.
Right.
And I
was like right behind you. I was like, yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, but then our friend posts like, I don't really see what the big deal is. And so I was like, okay, well, I kind of tried to explain why it's a big deal. You guys know.
Oh, yeah. Also, I want to point out Zeke was here for that, and he's just here listening, and his mic is mute. But I wanna Zeke, if we're being biased and also fabricating things, just let us know, and then we'll stop. That's all I want from you.
I actually have the chat in front of me. Like,
okay,
I just
cool. Okay. That's all I want from Zeke, though. I just want him to keep us in line. Because, like I said, I wasn't there for it, and I didn't get back to go back and read it. So, I probably should.
Yeah. Okay, but, yeah, so, I had said that, and he was like, how can you be mad, though? And, oh my god, stop. He said, it should be an effing blessing for boys' things to, like, cut out girls, because Disney is all princesses, and can't they change it up a bit for, like, the whole boys' side?
What? Okay, yeah. Let me list a few titles. Treasure Planet, Emerald Roof, Aladdin.
Not to mention Pixar movies.
All the Pixar movies, except for Brave, as of late. I don't think Disney is exclusively, not at all. I mean, like, I think that Disney, the Disney Princess franchise is really popular, and it's an easy cash cow, which means, there was a word for this in psychology, but it was like, man, I wish I had my psychology notes with me, but it was something like, you see a lot of it, therefore you think it happens more often, and then you ignore the actual facts. That's what's happening there.
Yeah. Okay, and so I was, you know, being like, how could you say that? Blah, blah, blah. And he was like, wait, so you hate all of Disney because of one thing that they're doing that is totally sexist in 2012?
He was begging the question.
Yeah, and he was like, get a grip. Calm down. He's like, it's just a cartoon show. It's not like they said only men can work on this cartoon. They just wanted something aimed towards a particular audience. Mm-hmm. So they made a decision for less girls in it. Oh my god. He said women rage shit is like sexist. Is women rage shit. And he said, you can wear pants now and do the jobs that we can. So it's not bullshit at all.
Oh, sexism solved, everyone. Let's go home.
Oh my god! He said girls freak out about everything.
Oh my god.
Because honestly, it's just a cartoon show.
Oh my god. Oh.
Lord. Oh, and then, of course, this is where Eunice popped in and gave her 2 cents.
Well, what way did I better say? Than I don't even could. Remember. I don't even remember what I said. You should
look me. You were saying... Oh, this is good, Eunice! Okay. Okay, and then Eunice responded with, assuming that boys or young men can't appreciate or look up to a TV show with multiple, like, genders in it, is the biggest crock of shit ever. I was like, stop.
Oh, man.
Was that Easy? I thought I heard Easy.
No, I don't think so. Who was that?
Oh.
I wasn't looking at the screen.
Oh. Well, anyway, yeah, and that was a pretty good point, Eunice.
Thank you.
Like, just assuming that, well, boys can only really
look
up
to like little boys, yeah. Which is also, by the way, that was a point brought up about Brave, because there were, like, parents pissed about how they're like, well, I can't have my son looking up to a woman, like, yes, you can, I'm pretty sure. That's not a bad thing. That's not a thing that you should stop from happening. So, yeah, I think that's a stupid mindset to have, just saying. I believe that if there is a powerful woman and your little kid or little boy wants to be a powerful person, you can look up to a powerful woman. Okay, continue.
Yeah, yeah. And that's actually right where this conversation went to, is the whole mindset behind everything. Like, okay, but he was saying that that all Disney shows are about princesses, and they finally want to make one that's toward boys.
What?
And oh, and he said, like, that people do that for marketing and commercialism every day, like in fashion
but
or
that's
media.
Not, that doesn't mean it's a good thing. Oh, I think I actually said that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And okay. Oh, and then Eunice brought up his favorite show is Tenchi Muyo, and there's like two boys in the whole show, but it's a harem anime.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, like all the girls love Tenchi.
Yeah, like I don't. That's not really a fair example about. Hey, this is obviously a show for girls because there's like five girls in it. I'm watching it anyway. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop.
Okay. Wait, what's that mean? Does that mean I made a good argument or I made a bad argument?
I think it's pretty bad.
Oh, okay.
Looks like yeah, yeah. And he was saying that it's not sexism at all what we were talking about.
Oh man. I mean, like, on one hand, it's not sexism. On another, it's just like gender norms and like why. Why this? You know.
Oh, okay. Okay, and so this is...
Like, I can see what he's saying when he says it's not sexism, but it's also... It's a topic of sex.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. What?
Just because one show has all boys or girls doesn't necessarily mean it's for a certain gender because it has all boys or girls.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like you said, Tenchi Muyo is a harem anime, so you think most of the guys would watch it because it's all about the girls and the boobs and all that stuff. And then you go and watch, I don't know, Black Butler. There's a lot of guys in that and a lot of girls like it. So just because there's all boys or all girls in one show doesn't necessarily mean it's going to restrict to that gender that's in the show.
Exactly.
It's about the content.
Yeah.
I think it's about the content that really appeals to the sexes.
Yeah, I wanted to add, yeah, I haven't seen any straight male watching Kuroji. Suji? I don't know how
Yeah.
No, it's just funny because Jesse was gonna watch it, and I was like, nope, you probably wouldn't like it. Oh man. That's
I think it's mainly people just get confused and think that, oh, well, because it has all this, it must appeal to that.
Yeah.
But honestly,
yeah.
It's about content. I mean, I don't know about you, but I was one of those girls when I was younger. I played with Hot Wheels. I didn't play with Barbie. Well,
exactly.
I did.
Ooh,
all that
power to you, girl. Power to you. Power to you. I did have Barbies, but I also had action figures, so.
Yeah,
I have a story, actually, like, because that happened to me when I was younger, too, but it's still happening. I have a cousin. He's like 5 years old, and we went to this whole, this party at his parents' house, my uncle's. And his other cousin was playing with those Monster High dolls. And he asked her if he could play with her. And she's like, no, this is for girls. This is not... These toys don't play with Monster High dolls. And I told him, yes, they can. And my little cousin started shouting at her, boys can play with dolls, too. Boys can play with dolls, too. But I mean... I'm just saying, like, there's also the attitude from other girls, too. Like, boys can't play with dolls and
yeah.
stuff. And can you imagine, this was a young girl,
mm-hmm.
so imagine, like, how young they're instilling this shit on them.
Exactly. I'm seeing this behavior in my brothers, like, they...
Oh, no!
Yeah. I mean, it's not necessarily bad. They know if they say anything, like, homophobic or, like, horrible in front of me, I will lecture the shit out of them. But, like, I mean, okay, just now, I was watching Project Runway, previews, because it comes out next week, with my brother. He was just there because he had nothing else to do, but he was watching it with me, and he's just like, that guy's gay, isn't he? I was like, yeah. And he was just like, what does it matter? He didn't even say anything else after that, but it was just like, you know. And like, I was at Walmart with them the other day, and I saw, like, a unicorn bike helmet, and I tried to put it on them, and they're like, no! That's for girls! I was like, wow, really? Come on.
Dang it.
It's a funny unicorn helmet.
You know, like, it's not gonna attack
you. Yeah, so, I mean, like, okay, ooh, let me get to this point. I mean,
EC says, like, plus, if the kid is young, like, 5, she doesn't think that he'll really notice the difference.
With one extra female in the cast. Yeah, I understand
that. Well, I know some people that had younger siblings that were playing with Barbie dolls, and they were males, and up until they were about 6 or 7, they played with Barbie dolls. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter. I think it was whatever PSP and
Zeke wanted to say something. Zeke?
Okay, so if this is if what you mean is that guys should be could play with toys or stuff for girls and vice versa, then I guess you should like say, okay, Jesse, if you wanna watch Kurajitsuji, it's fine. I mean,
I think it's fine that he watches it. I was saying that he shouldn't watch it because I actually think it's shit.
Dang it.
It's not coming from, like, well, I don't think you should watch a show with a hot man.
Yeah. I was just giving an example.
No, I understand.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. My point that I was going to make was... Oh, wait, did you want to continue your point, Zeke?
No, I just said that I was going to go back to Lure again.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, I hate Kuroshi's choosing for anyone listening.
I was just making an example. Leave me alone.
I'm not attacking you. Please don't feel like that. Okay. So my point is, like, we are seeing from all of these stories that we're sharing that this obviously starts at a young age. Therefore, we should be concerned if a children's show is perpetuating gender norms like this. Like, one of the points that Richard made, but one of the points that my friend made was that we shouldn't care because it's a TV show, it's a children's TV show, but I mean, obviously it starts early, and this is the thing that goes on into adulthood. Why shouldn't we be concerned? We have every reason to be concerned from what I am seeing, from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, oh my gosh, okay, wait, so... Back to what he was saying, he was like, it's just psychology. And subconsciously, like, boys are more attractive to manly things. And, like, if they want to watch it, then let them. And
he says that's psychology. Or,
yeah. It is like, there are plenty of other shows. And, like, if girls watch those, he's like, whatever. And then Eunice had to leave, and it was just me alone.
I don't know how to throw words around here. It's just like such a binarist and sexist view that, oh, people are born and designated as male at birth are pre-programmed to like masculine things. It's like, does he know anyone who's like, what about people who are born intersex, or like people who come out as genderqueer later in life, or people who come out as trans? Like, what is...
I don't know. I feel like that statement was empowered by decades and centuries of gender normality? like gender division and gender stereotyping that you can't... Yes... To assume that would mean buying into that, and it doesn't mean it's true, it means that you're perpetuating it. It doesn't mean that every, fetus right now has, it's sex determined, and therefore, I'm gonna be a big burly man. That's not true at all.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I think that idea... It's just something that society is making you think. It's not true. It's bullshit.
yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
I don't know how else
okay,
to say
and so, like, my big, like, it took me forever to write this, to, like, get my thoughts straight, and him and our other friend had just been kind of talking, and, like, about Walt Disney and stuff about Disney that's rumors and whatnot. And then I was like, okay, check this out, guys.
Wait.
I was like, there's nothing, there's no immediate correlation to psychology at all. I was like, what are you guys talking about? I was telling them, like, that, yeah, men and women are environmentally influenced by, like, a set standard of, like, ideals. But to purposely say that because a show has fast cars and technology and heavy metal, girls wouldn't be interested is just kind of ignorance. Mm-hmm. And I was saying how would, like, little girls feel if they were watching that show and, like, the one female in it is, like, all the option that they have unless they want to like a guy. It's like they're supposed to look up and like and support and appreciate this one pretty, like, basic female lead, and they're not supposed to be allowed to branch out to any other boy characters at all. Mm-hmm. And then they have like this whole set of, like, common boy characters, like, you know, the nerd, the fighter, the villain, the techie guy, the idiot. yeah, the idiot guy. And I was saying, like, having that kind of mindset while making shows is just ignorant, and it doesn't matter who you're marketing to. It's just not something that you should do.
And here's the thing, if your show is good enough, you wouldn't need to market, necessarily. It'll market itself. Let your show speak for itself and not have to go out of its way to be for something because it doesn't need to be if it's that good.
Yeah, like I was saying, I grew up with like shows for kids. It wasn't shows for boys or girls. I grew up with like the shows like on Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network that were basically for kids. Like Rugrats, and where's the other shows like
Rocket Power?
Rocket Power and stuff like that. They were just kid shows that had a bunch of kids screwing around doing kid stuff that I could relate to because I was a kid. I mean, Lord.
I think it's like a weird mindset that, like, well, sure, girls can look up to men, but men looking up to girls, that's, you know.
Yeah.
This is just dumb. It's dumb. Whoa. I also, like, I can't imagine a parent, like, looking its child in the face and, you know, seeing that they're playing with an action figure and then the parent taking it away from them being like, no, that's for boys. Like, I would break my heart, like, if my little daughter started crying because I took this toy away from her because I feel that society says no, and I think, I don't know, the fact that that's a thing that's happening, it's just so sad to me.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
yeah. Oh my gosh, but then after all that, he tells me, like, do you think Hannah Montana was a show made for boys? And I was like, that is not even my point.
I just watched Hannah Montana, so yeah. Whoops.
That's good.
Easy says parents do it too, though. Oh. Parents do it to guys, though.
Yeah, no. It definitely happens to guys.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that with my brothers, like, right now. Like, it's horrible. Yeah. I mean, like, guys aren't even allowed to like pink. I mean, we as a gender, as women, stole an entire color. I mean, that is so fucked up. If a girl played with something that was blue, no one would be like, oh, that's what people would, you know?
That's the thing, too. A lot of people say that real men wear pink, and I was watching Big Brother yesterday. I can't remember who said it, but the Zing bot came on saying, like, some of the department store called back, they want their girl pink shirt back, or something like that. I can't remember the whole phrase, And then it switches to him in the diary room saying, real men wear pink. I'm proud to wear this pink tank top, and I'm not giving it back. So it's like, at the same time, it's like, just because it's pink doesn't mean you can't like it.
Exactly. That's
so there are some people that say, if color's a color, who gives a crap?
Exactly. And also, gay people stealing the entire spectrum of colors, that's rude too.
Oh, no!
Lord! I do like rainbows, too. All right. Yes, you know what? You're right, EC. Someone read that out loud.
What?
She says, I think that's easier for girls to do the quote-unquote guy things than for guys to do the quote-unquote girl things.
And I think this is when it comes back to sexism, because I did say that it wasn't necessarily a sexist topic. There was just a lot of gender, division. But this is where it comes back to sexism.
Yeah,
because
our friend was saying how it's not sexist because it's not like open prejudice, like discriminating against women in whatever marketing tactic or show is going on, and I was like, but they are?
Yeah, but the point I wanted to make is that the fact that when a guy tries to do a girl thing, it's looked at as weak and, you know, degrading, and that's the idea that doing a girl thing, quote-unquote, to be emasculating is insulting to us. It's insulting to us as a gender to think that this activity that, first of all, society has assigned to us as a gender to be associated with us, and then for it to be considered, you know, horrible for a guy to do because we as a gender have, you know, been given it. That means that you see the female gender as weak.
EC says, like, when a husband tries to be a stay-at-home
exactly.
dad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good.
She's on this. I'm so sad that your mic isn't working.
I know, yeah. That's good, though. Because, like, how, like, all the flack that men who stay at home and take care of things at home get for not being a man and taking care of your family and,
well,
you know, going out.
That kind of brings you back to, I mean, like, way back in time when men were seen as the stronger sex compared to women, because the women would be the ones staying at home and getting work done while the men went out and earned money. But now that we're in modern society, it just seems like even though women go out and get work and husbands can be stay-at-home dads, there's still some people, I don't know, I think it's just, I'm not saying that there's some people that believe in that still, I'm not saying that there isn't, because there are, but at the same time, I think we've had that, like, mindset for so many centuries, or whatever, and people just kind of let it roll with the punches, and it's unconsciously we're thinking that, I mean, I don't know, I kind of lost my original point, but...
No.
Oh, no! It's good!
I mean, but I'm saying, like, when I understand what when EC says, it's like a husband trying to be a stay-at-home dad. It's like, well, back then, if a husband stayed at home and the woman didn't work, the men would be, like, downsized for it or something.
Yeah. No, I understand that it's a social construct that's been so strong over the years. And I don't think that we're completely over it, but I think that we should be taking measures against it also. And I think it's exactly these kind of things that makes me think... I mean, it's exactly these things that when people say that sexism is dead, I just roll my eyes at them because it's obviously not. We have so much restricting us as genders and as sexes. To be blind to it is just... stupid.
Oh my gosh, that's what I told our friend. I was like, I can't handle your blinders, yo. I was like, nope, I can't do it.
Yeah, like, to ignore something as simple as that, and to not be able to see it at all, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
One of the things that, did you hear about the tropes versus women thing going on?
Wait, EC says, true that, double standards still exist for guys and girls.
Yeah. And oh, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. There's definitely misandry and there is a female privilege also. I'm not saying that only females get the short end of the stick. There's definitely times when males get fucked over too. Like, for example, when a dad tries to get the custody of a kid, 90% of the chance it's not gonna happen. They're always gonna go to the mom. When a single dad tries to adopt, it's not gonna happen. Chances are, it's not gonna go to a single dad, but it might go to a single mom. There's a whole bunch of stuff I can't remember everything. I mean, would the males like to speak up against this? Like, is there anything that you guys feel?
Well, I don't believe in misandry, so I'm just keeping quiet.
What about you, Zeke? Do you feel like there's something that males have over, or, you know, females have over males? No? No? He's keeping quiet? Okay. Well, there are things. I was just like, it's not coming to me off the top of my head, but there's definitely, it's not just about females. So it makes me angry when guys go around saying, well, you guys are just getting offended about everything. What about us? Like, I understand. You have your problems. I do. I do. You never speak out against them. I will listen to you if you came to me, you know, depressed about how you couldn't adopt your son who you wanted your whole life because of this sexist idea that a single dad can't look after a son. I will listen to you, but I expect you to listen to me when I come to you talking about how I get paid less than you for working the same job with the same experience and the same credentials. That's all I'm asking. I also expect you to not perpetuate the same ideas that I'm against or anything. It's basic stuff. I am not saying that you don't have anything to complain about. No. Sorry, that was my brother. I'm not saying that you don't have anything to complain about. I'm saying that I have more than enough to be able to be angry about. I mean, like, not necessarily angry, but
I think the thing we need to remember, though, is, I mean, while men might have inconveniences in society, it's still a society run by men.
Yeah.
Because they still have so much more privilege over women, which is why the whole misandry argument just makes me so mad, because it's taking attention away from the real issue, which is that, you know, women are seen as lesser than men. And I think...
Yes.
Oh my gosh, this whole misandry movement—it's to derail the argument.
Yes. Oh my god, my eyes have been opened. I'm like,
everybody.
Oh. No, dude, because it's like the second that whole thing started up, and you like it was suddenly everywhere. It was like I was seeing it everywhere, and I would like I literally just forgot about like the whole other side. Which is way more, like, not more important, but I guess way more of a bigger deal at the moment. My brain.
What is brain? But,
But yeah, it's such red herring. That's what it was.
Sorry, we took a rhetoric class, so we keep randomly naming off fallacies. I apologize. What was I gonna say though? I think. Crap, I lost my thought. Someone else talk.
Oh gosh. I could tell a sad story.
Okay.
Okay, so, when I was younger, maybe, I wanna say under 8, like 8 and under, around those years, I had a mutual friend with my cousin who, was. Maybe a couple years older than us.
Okay. Oh, and, but Zeke had to leave. Just saying.
Oh, goodbye, Zeke. and he would always come over and play dolls with us and stuff. And we would just, you know, like watch like silly cartoons and play Barbies and play like little like LARP, like you know when you're a kid and you like LARP hecka bad about different things. Yeah. And
it wasn't called LARPing back then.
No, it wasn't called LARPing. I don't know what it was called. But we would LARP like these super elaborate, detailed like fantasy stories where he would always be some sort of like evil queen or like princess or like damsel, and we would think nothing of it because it was just fun, you know. Mm-hmm. And years passed. I think we were my cousin and I were 12, 13, maybe 14, and he was 16. And we finally met up with him again after all those years, and he told us a story about how his parents put him in therapy to like brighten that whole mindset, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I was so sad. Like, even as a kid, I didn't really understand why I was sad about it, but it still made me really sad that his parents would go through such lengths just to make sure he didn't play with Barbies or didn't talk the way he did. He had, you know, like one of those adorable, like, girl, please do not even start with me right now, like kind of ways of speech for like a kid. And it upset me so bad. And cuz like he was, you know, totally changed. He was totally different, like male, macho, like says dude a lot. You know, like I couldn't handle it. But that's my sad story because they ultimately changed him for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
See, I mean, this is why this is why it's such an issue, the idea that we can't even like dolls. I don't know. To say that sexism is over is just the biggest pile of bullshit to me. And to also say that, like, I lost it. Okay. So, the point that I wanted to go to earlier was, back to the misandry, or not, the tropes versus women thing, where, like, people weren't even letting her speak out against the fact that there's a whole lot of sexism in video games. This is a really old issue, by the way. This was, like...
Oh, I remember that. Mm-hmm. And she had started that, Kickstarter, yeah.
Yeah, it's called Tropes versus Women. I posted about it on Facebook, EC. That's probably where you heard about it. Yeah, she got really badly harassed. She is fearing for her life. I mean, it started off as small, like, random harassments on her videos, and then people were putting pornography on her Wikipedia page, but then people, like, hacked into her stuff and found her address and her phone number and kept threatening her life. Crazy stuff like that, just because she wanted to point out that there's some sexism in video games, and she asked for money to help produce this project, and that was it. That's really all she did, and it's crazy.
Wow. Which is like nothing. People do 10 times worse things than that every day, and no one like lifts a finger to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
And I mean, like, reading the comments on her videos, there was a lot of things like, well, if you're a feminist, why don't you shave your head bald and wear makeup? Or why don't you just shave your head? And why do you wear makeup? Like, you have the wrong idea of feminist. Like, I can't. I am literally, I was sobbing on the inside when I was reading those.
Oh my god, EC says that's some extreme shit.
That is, it is insane. I mean, like, the fact that boys or men or the fact that males felt the need to react to something like this, to, I mean, like, why do you even feel the need to react to something like that? You know, like, she's not saying anything against your gender. She's not saying, you know.
Yeah, like she's not attacking anyone.
Yeah. If anything, she's just attacking the video game, like, industry, but she's not attacking males as a gender, you know? Like, it's just weird.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god, and like, don't even get me started about it's not only women who get to wear makeup. I can't.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, man. Oh, man. And don't get me... Don't get me started on the whole you can't wear makeup to be a feminist thing. And that is the biggest pile of shit I have ever heard in my entire life.
No, okay, EC says that there are some female haters as well. And she is typing something, and I'm waiting anxiously for her to finish typing it.
Wait, what do you mean by female haters, though? Explain that in your post.
She said, the biggest blocks towards women equality are women themselves.
Yes, you are absolutely correct. Case in point, girl gamers. Oh my god.
Oh god. Ah, stop.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm gonna cry myself.
But,
to
know, I think she's talking about how, like, there were females who were hating on
females,
that whole
themselves.
Project.
Yes.
Also.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Okay. She's typing more. Waiting anxiously.
But, I mean, what I'm saying about is the women who, like, go with the joke. Like, this one particular... I literally cry inside whenever I think of this image. But there's a picture of a girl with, like, an Xbox headset on, and I think, like, she has a controller in one hand and, like, a sandwich in the other. And she's like, here, I made you the sandwich. Can we get back to the game, please? Like,
No!
Please reevaluate your life. You have just set our gender back a few thousand years. Stop.
Lord.
Stop.
Okay. EC said she saw some comments from women saying how girls like her were the reason why men think women overact over everything.
Lord Jesus. That's basically me about this whole issue. I can't handle it. I really can't.
Dang it.
I really can't. And I can't even get my thoughts together. This is how much it hurts me physically. Wow. Honestly, this entire podcast as a whole was focused on gender. I don't talk about gender this much in real life. I don't bring it up every second of the day. I don't, every injustice I see, I don't be like, well, sit down, everybody, let's get ready for the lecture, because it's about to go down. Like, it's not like that. This is, right now, a very focused podcast, so of course I sound angry, of course I sound like an extreme feminist, of course I sound like I'm a freaking bra-burning, angry, liberal hippie, but, like...
You're overreacting.
Of course, but that's the thing, it's focused. This is the specific subject we're focusing on. Of course, we're gonna bring up every aspect of it, we're gonna explore every detail. How can it be overreacting? And I mean, are we meant to just bat an eye to issues like this? It would never change if we did, you know?
Yeah. But it's like, that's what people are used to.
Yeah.
Just turning away, and it's become so, you know, like, habitual that people don't even think twice. I can't.
I can't either. Let me tell you about girl gamers.
wait, how... EC said, she thinks these days that the word feminism has been turned into a bad word, which is why people are afraid to address the problem.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like, when people hear the word feminist, they're just like, ah, you're one of those! Like, what?
Yeah, it's like somehow it all gets turned into something negative that's taboo and shouldn't be talked about when it has to do with, like, female empowerment.
Yeah, I also think that what people tend to think feminism is women dominating as opposed to women wanting equality. I feel like when people hear the word feminism, they're like, so you want women to be the master race. It's like, no, I don't.
Oh,
first
Lord.
Of all, women isn't a race, so no. Second of all, I'm fighting for your equality as much as I'm fighting for mine.
Yes.
Stop. Please stop.
Right.
No. How much more can I say this? I really don't know where that's coming from.
think it's...
Woo! It was heated. Man.
Oh, EC said that that's true. And in fact, there are a lot of...
There are. I feel like a lot of men are feminists and they don't think about it and they don't advertise it. But there are a lot of men feminists. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I also want to go back to something that happened yesterday. I think, like... Oh, yeah. We were at Fry's and this group of people and I were trying to decide where we wanted to go next. And someone turned to me and was like, what's your opinion? And I was like, I think feminism, and then I had a pause, is great. And then everyone like kind of like, oh, okay.
What?
Everyone thought I was going to say it's bad or something, but I was like, no, no.
Wow. And yeah, no,
there was
no,
just
no,
like
yeah,
this
right?
group sigh and I was like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, like, there was one girl there and she high-fived me. So good for her.
Yes, good.
I don't know. And I was mainly with a group of males, just saying. So, like, I just feel like, I don't know. I mean, where does that come from? Are males intimidated? Are they scared? Is it just okay, you can have this cake, but not all of it. We are still limiting the amount of cake that you're gonna get, sort of philosophy.
Maddie, you didn't tell me Blue was live streaming.
Who?
Sorry. Sidetrack. Motor City thing.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right. But, do you guys see what I'm saying? You guys lost me for a moment.
I got you.
Okay. Well, then elaborate on my thoughts.
Elaborate?
Yeah, like, what do you think it is?
I don't know. I feel like
it's so obvious that it's still a male-dominated world because, like, a lot of males are like, yes, you can have your rights, you can do this, this, and that, you can have my job, but you're still gonna be living under my rule. It's still my rules.
And isn't it
and we'll make you think that we're equal, but we're not.
Yes! Brainwashing.
it's just stupid stuff like that. I don't know. I'm getting so frustrated about this.
Right? Gosh. It's getting too intense in here.
It is. Oh, man.
My blood pressure.
We should have got a doctor before this.
Right? We should have all had our health checks.
Oh, man. Huh. I really wish this was, like, open to audience scrutiny, because I am so curious what the people who are listening to this will be saying, will be thinking, etc. I think as a podcast we have a lot of male listeners, just from what I've seen.
Oh, really?
So this is gonna be really interesting. One of our listeners is actually my best friend, who totally tore apart today. I apologize.
Yep.
So,
EC says that this reminds me of commercials she sees on TV about how there are few women in power.
Mm-hmm.
And she's typing some more.
Okay.
Gosh.
This is also an interesting thing to talk about, how women is portrayed in media.
How gender is portrayed in media.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. In general.
Or, you know, like, more about... Oh, wait. Okay, Issa said she's not sure if it's because it's more difficult for women to be in these positions, or if it's because so few women are willing to take the reins.
Ooh, girl. Ooh.
Dang it, EC!
EC, please! You go, girl, you go. Woo! 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 EC, take the wheel.
Right?
Yes, girl. That's interesting, and I don't know the answer. What do you guys think?
I don't... She doesn't know either! I don't... It could be a lot of both.
Yeah, it could be.
Like, it could be a lot of fear just because of how, like, that's just how females are treated in society, as to not step up and let men handle the things, you know?
Mm.
But it could also
B, because it is more difficult because, like, men are in charge and they don't want to see that kind of stuff. Oh, EC says, I think I hear a lot of women talk about how they want equality, but they don't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even know what I do about it. I'm making this podcast, apparently.
Well, it's like, what, I don't know, I feel like, to do something would have to start with the younger generation.
It's weird, because I feel like a lot of people don't do things because they don't know where to start, or don't know what to do.
Like, I want to be a teacher.
I mean, I wish it was as easy as, you know, being able to, like, run an obstacle course and at the end there's equality, but the obstacle course is not as easy as an obstacle course because it's... I completely derailed my metaphor. I'm sorry. But I mean, like, if it was something as easy and tangible as, like, simple puzzles or... you know, answerable questions, it would be a lot more straightforward, and I feel like a lot more people would step up to the plate. But the fact is, no one really knows how to solve sexism.
Yeah.
So, I mean, where do we begin? Where does it end? How do? So, that's one thing I feel about, like, equality. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's difficult. We don't know where to start. Also,
exactly.
Even when you do try to get somewhere, anywhere, you do get tend to be shut down quickly. You tend to be, and then it goes back to the whole you're being labeled as someone who's overreacting, and
yeah,
you know,
yeah. That's why it's hard to like
it's
get anything done.
Yeah, it's not an easy fix. I mean,
especially and it goes back to the whole mindsets. Oh,
yeah.
Weird sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Nicole?
Yeah, Nicole.
Yes.
Give us your 2 cents.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've kind of just been listening to it, but I think really it's shut up, Easy. I think it's, I don't know. Like I said, I think it's just old habits never die hard. And, I mean, women have had it tough, men have had it tough, both genders had it tough. But I think because men were naturally in power a long time ago, the women have to work for it. And there's just some people in this world that believe that men will always be more powerful. And I think that might also be a reason that some women feel like they don't have the power because the men have just been in power so long that they just feel comfortable with that. I could be wrong. I'm not speaking for anybody because by all means, if I could be the president, hell, I'd do it. But I mean, I don't know. It's an interesting topic to talk about because there's just a lot of differences and a lot of ideas tossed in the air that I mean, we just can never really solve because there's always going to be some sort of differences between the genders.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's so sad.
It's so sad. Yes, indeed. Okay. I think we're coming to a close.
Yes.
Do we have... Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. Did EC say something?
Yes, she did.
Oh. Said when strong men are in power, they're considered a boss. But when strong women are in power, they're bitches.
That's
that could be partly why it's more difficult.
I don't think that's necessarily true, though. I mean, not just because a woman's in power and she has the authority doesn't make her a bitch. She can abuse that authority and be a bitch. But I mean, I know a lot of strong women in power that they have a head on the.
Let's remember the character from Princess Mononoke, Lady Eboshi. Was a woman in power, a bitch in certain aspects, but she was a great empowering female.
She was.
And at the same time, when men are in power, they could be total dicks about it too.
Yeah.
But at the same time, power can get to your head.
I think what EC is saying is that that's the general idea. If a girl is in power, you know, she is labeled that despite what might actually be the truth. Why did everyone get quiet? Okay, good. Everyone got, like, eerily quiet, and I was like, did it disconnect? Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Yishi says the they get reprimanded less, I feel.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like it's always given a little bit more leeway for men to, you know, have the screw-ups, but if it's, like, a girl that screws up in a position of power, they're like, well, it's because she's a woman.
She was, yeah, unforgivable.
Yeah. Ooh, another trope that tends to happen is like, this was in a Filipino movie, actually. Rough translation is, if a man were to give a child, like, a roof over its head and food, he would be considered a great dad. But if a woman were to do that, she would have to go much further. She would have to be so much more to be a great mom. Like, something like that?
Oh.
I like that quote a lot. It was pretty bomb. Tangina. Tangina. Which one's, it was actually a comedy, but that was a really good moment. I wish I could find the actual quote. But that was it. Like, you know, women have to just work so much harder to get to the status of men. Despite the fact that it's the exact same status, but
sad.
I don't know if I can find it. It's a rare Filipino flick. Actual part. Next week we're probably gonna have our guys in here, talking about this.
Yes.
Hopefully they'll have a lot to say about this, because I feel like Montana would. Don't know.
Oh, Montana would have some say.
Mm-hmm. I'm not entirely sure about. I think Atherin would, actually.
Yeah, probably too.
I don't think Jesse would have a lot to say, but he's not, a perma member. But then again, I'm probably going to be doing this at his house. So, yeah. Oh, we're actually just about to end. So, do you want to...
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Yishi says that she's going to bow out. She says thank you.
Yeah. No, not Yishi.
Oh, wait. That was Manny saying he's going to bow out.
Yes. Okay, technically we're all gonna go. So, thank you for listening. If you listened that whole time, we went over about 15 minutes. We're sorry.
Yes, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope we didn't anger anyone. I hope we started conversations. I hope we raised some issues. We stopped.
I hope some good arguments.
Yeah.
Jesus, thanks for listening.
If you have any comments, leave them in our iTunes page or our Podomatic page.
We'd answer them.
You can talk to us on Tumblr about it. I'm probably gonna post this on Tumblr. You can reblog it with comments.
Good.
I want to hear you guys because I love you guys. We have started a relationship. I am committed. You are committed.
Yes.
I guess this is where we leave you. Thank you for listening.
Yes, we're still getting to know this whole odd casting thing.
We're a little sloppy. We need a little bit of preparation. And we definitely need to get better at planning. And EC definitely needs a new laptop.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or a microphone.
Or a microphone.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Bye, guys.